Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Chainsaws are pretty rugged instruments. Good for cutting firewood and clearing fallen trees. Very useful as horror movie props. But not something you typically think of as an implement of art. And yet, producer Laurie Sanders brings us the story of a man who carves out a living as a chainsaw artist.
In the last 10 years, chainsaw carving has come a long way.
I mean, it's really being looked at as art and not as carnival carving.
Ken Packey is a full-time chainsaw carver in Otis, Massachusetts. He says because of national and international competitions, chainsaw carving has gotten much more sophisticated.
The realism and the form, it's just gotten so good. You know, in Germany and Japan, you have a lot of classically trained artists who've gone to the chainsaw.
Packey is among an elite new breed of chainsaw sculptors. Watching him is mesmerizing. He wields a chainsaw with speed and grace and accuracy. As he slices and shaves, the log in front of him is transformed into something else. Today, he's working on a life-size bald eagle.
Eagles, or any bird really, is challenging to get the feather layout right and to get that sense of motion that they have. And I find the key really is a bit of randomness in the feather patterns, some longer and shorter, some ruffled splits in some, because nothing is really ever perfect in nature.
And the logs Packey uses aren't perfect either. They're what most people would consider junk wood. Here at his shop on Route 23, Packey is surrounded by several piles.
The wood comes from homeowners, from local tree service guys, and from professional timber clearing companies. And this is the small pile. I have a landing out in Monterey with a lot of pieces about the size of that one and bigger that this company had taken down, and they're just too big for the mills. So the tree guys will bring it right here.
Most often, Packey uses white pine. It doesn't dry and split as much as the hardwoods, and he can easily get big trunks, which he likes to work with. Now, before going any further, you should know that Packey never touched a chainsaw until a few years ago. He spent most of his career working as a telecom technician in New York City and Washington, D.C. He moved to Western Massachusetts a few years ago to start work with a new telecom firm, and around that time, he and his wife went to a home show where he saw someone chainsaw carving.
And it just got filed away as something to try. And another year went by, and in October of 2005, I decided to go ahead and try it. But being from Jersey and never using a chainsaw, I thought it was best to get lessons. So I found somebody out in Washington State giving a 3-day class, and I got hooked immediately. I realized I could see in 3D. I could see where I was supposed to be going. I could see what should be coming off. I wish I would have discovered this 20 years ago. You know, as soon as I took that class, I knew right there it's what I should be doing.
He started small. Whenever he had a free moment from work, he would carve. He took vacation days to carve. He met other carvers. Now, he can carve almost anything. But his preference is realistic carvings of local wildlife. To get the proportions right, Packey says he looks at lots of photographs, side shots, head shots, the length of the forearms, the relationship between the eyes, nose, and skull. But when he carves, there's never a measuring tape. It's all done by eye.
I guess I'm trying to honor it in a way in the individual animals by replicating them as real as possible and capturing part of what an eagle does here, feeding, you know, swooping down, and just trying to capture a snapshot of an animal for people who might not spend time out on the lake looking for it to happen, for them to enjoy.
And where do these ideas come from? Just from his head.
Some carvers say there's something definite in there and they're just bringing it out. And it doesn't work that way for me. I mean, I have the ideas in my head. A split piece like this one, I look at that and I could see maybe two otters spiraling down, chasing a fish down here in the bottom. There could be a couple of owls or a hawk sitting down here with two crows giving them a hard time up on the other side.
After getting the piece close to where he wants it, he says the next step is to burn it with a torch.
I refer to what I do as using chainsaw chisels and fire to create what I create. And the fire is the fun part. It's doing two things. It's cleaning up all of this furring that you see that you develop with the chainsaw. It cleans that up a little bit, and it's also providing shading.
He uses sanders and other equipment for the fine details.
When I get to the eyes and some of the face details, I like to use hand chisels. I like to turn everything off, and it's quiet, and you could really get exactly the tilt of the eye. You can get the lid the way you want it, and you can really get the expression you're looking for by using chisels.
Packy's work is considered so good that in 2009, he was recognized by the United Chainsaw Carvers Guild as its Emerging Artist of the Year. This year, he's been selected to participate in several invitation-only chainsaw sculpting competitions, and not only here in the U.S., but also in Canada, England, Scotland, Germany, and Japan. For Living on Earth, I'm Laurie Sanders.
We have pictures of Packy's work at our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, sea level predictions prompt California to rethink new shoreside development.
We may decide that the best thing to do is have buildings that are specifically designed to only last 50 or 100 years, and then they can be disassembled, they can be moved away.
Also, we continue our coverage of Louisiana politics. That's next time on Living on Earth. And by the way, if you're wondering about the results from the Louisiana race we reported on last week, there will be a runoff in the 3rd Congressional District race on the GOP side. There's a lot more at loe.org.